The second element of a high retention culture that's important that we're going to talk about is trust and autonomy. So after your team knows they are part of a respectful and appreciative environment, you will then be able to build upon that with trust and autonomy. Very simply defined, trust is doing what we say we are going to do consistently over time. In order to create a culture of trust, the leaders must be seen as acting in a way that is consistent with what they say, regardless of the circumstance. I would even go as far as saying that the best way you can build trust is when the circumstance is not in your favor, when you stand up for the principles that you preach, even when it means that you might lose time or money. Look at these facts. These are fascinating, that show the power of our action over the power of words. 55% of what is believed by others is what is seen. That is amazing. I know this to be personally true because I have two children. One of them is a little baby, and one of them is a four-year-old little girl, Bella. We're all obviously we all think our kids are bright. I don't think she's got a great listening skills. But the fact is, as I watch her grow, I watch her grow and do more things based on what my wife and I do as opposed to what we say. I'm afraid to say one of those things is Bella often picks up her pretend cell phone and has pretend conversations on the phone. Myself being a recruiter, as you can imagine, I'm on the phone a lot. I'm not necessarily proud that she's mimicking that action, but I do notice that she picks up so much of what I do. So it's 55% of what is believed by others is what they see. So just remember, what you're preaching is going to be most potent if you're always also acting on those preaches. Once trustworthiness is exemplified by leadership and people trust leaders, it will spread like a wildfire throughout your team. The result will be the ability to let your team work independently without fear of the results. I know you all can't be in your units all the time, so it's imperative that you have the trust of people running the unit. The best way to ensure this trust is to model it consistently. The results will be drastic. Workers want to trust their leaders, and if they trust you, they will yearn for you to trust them. If you can maintain a culture of trust, I guarantee you will increase your retention and performance amongst your team.